I just wanted to make a point that Raylene was talking about, and Maz as well, saying I myself as well was not a particularly spiritual person. I started the campaign probably about 8 years ago down in Perth. I hadn't visited the rock art as a kid. You know, we've been up to Exmouth and Shark Bay and Coral Bay and Ningaloo Reef and loved that as a kid as a holiday. So my initial was, you know, I heard, oh my God, that's being destroyed. That's like, you know. So looked into the, you know, the figures of it all and climate change, you know, from an academic point of view, also concerned citizen point of view. But it wasn't until, as Raylene said, we've been up there and it was funny because Raylene at the time had no idea that we'd been campaigning down in Perth as well. So it's made a part of the fight. We need that solidarity. We need to spread the word. And when she heard, so at the time, she was Raylene was part of the Aboriginal board there, the custodians, and we almost called off the first action because we were going to interrupt this meeting they were having. And so we were trying to be, you know, polite and cultural, respectful. And when we met Raylene and she realised what we were doing, she was like, fuck that, you go for it, I'm quitting the Black Force. Like, beautiful call out. And at the time, you know, I was pretty cynical, but she's like, nah, take your shoes off, get your feet in the dirt, feel that dirt, and then listen to the words of her nephew. And just beautiful call out, which was basically saying, these people are on our side, protect them, look out for them, they have our permission to be here and do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we, and again to highlight the absolute disrespect, well, capitalism is alienating, isn't it? It alienates us from our connection to nature. And in the court case, the first court case, it was horrific. We had it up in Karratha. So as Raylene says, our entire state is captured.
Yep.
So we were facing, you know, the cops, all the workers. You know, Karratha is a FIFO, it's a mining town, everyone's there for Woodside, works for Woodside in some capacity. The magistrate, the whole justice system, because it's isolated, they've got a circuit of judges, so the judges know all the cops and the prosecutors. And what got me, it was just horrific, the treatment of Raylene. So she's there as a custodian, you know, and she gave this heartfelt testimony explaining the connection between the people and Murujuqa and Songlines. It's so much more than just, you know, the quality of the water and the air. It's the religion. It's, you know, the earth is the mother, and you know we're hurting it. And as she was giving this testimony, I was, you know, bawling, and the magistrate and the police prosecutor were rolling their eyes, like, you know, here we go again. And then he had the gall to turn to Raylene and say, oh, that's all well and good, but ultimately, you're not a scientist, and you have no authority to speak on the rock art. Yeah,
And what happened in the meantime? What was happening out in my
house? Oh, and
just to top it off.
Yeah, to top it off. So there was a lunch break, and we hear the police have actually at Raylene's house, raiding her house on supposed drug raid. So her children came home to find the police in the house. They broke in. The dogs were terrorised. They were all cowed and all the rest of it. So we tore back from the railings, like, get me home, we need to go on ahead. So I was pulled over by the police on the way, right? So went through the car, took all my... We get to Raylene's house, there's cops in her driveway, and Raylene's like, let me into my house, what's going on? And this cop says to her, this isn't your house, this is my crime scene. And they found nothing but a bomb. The cops saying to me, as it, you know, like, went through on my car, and you know, I'm a respectful teacher, this was the first time I'd done it, you know. The cop hands me my license plate. He says, yeah, you're all good. And I said, yeah, I know I'm good. What the fuck is, you know, what you guys are doing here? It was a entire, as I said, we felt the weight of the entire state on my back. I felt like pretty run out of town, and Raylene lived that. As I said, everyone, you know, they're born into that struggle, you know. I can escape back to Perth and, you know, get a lawyer or whatever, but Raylene lives that every day, and it was just...